Jim Jordan on Jill Biden debate stroke claim, being like any spouse, she is trying to have it both ways. By Jeff Poor on June 1, 2026. During an appearance on this week's broadcast of Fox News Channel's Sunday Night in America, Representative Jim Jordan, R.O., reacted to First Lady Jill Biden's claim that she thought then-President Joe Biden was suffering from a stroke during his presidential debate with Donald Trump in 2024. Jordan suggested Jill Biden was aware of her husband's alleged maladies but was trying to have it both ways in acknowledging something was amiss during the debate while at the same time dismissing concerns of a cognitive decline. If Joe Biden was lucid enough to clear out death row, why can't we listen to his interview with the ghostwriter? Host Craig Audi asked. Jordan replied, no, it doesn't make sense. And look, I think in some ways, Jill Biden is just being like any spouse, she is trying to have it both ways. She's trying to say, oh, he was just fine, although that debate was so bad. I thought he was having a stroke, but he was fine after that. I think she even said in that interview, they went to two other events that same evening, and he was great. So she's trying to have, both ways, the country saw it. They not only saw it that night, which, as you said, I think was maybe the worst debate performance I've ever seen. You know, and it was kind of sad, frankly, when you're watching. Like, this is our commander-in-chief, this is our president, and this is his mental state right now. That was a concern, but there were also, as you point out, some humorous. You mentioned President Trump's handicap. I remember that line, and what I thought was so funny was when Joe Biden said he was an 8 handicap, and the president looked at him like, are you? I think he said, are you kidding me? I've seen your swing. There's no way you're an 8 handicap. So, yes, I think the First Lady is trying to have it every way she possibly can. And, oh, by the way, probably trying to sell some books. Which, by the way, was the reason that Joe Biden was talking to the guy, Mr. Zwonitzer, who we want the tapes of, we want that conversation, we want those tapes. He was talking to him because he was trying to sell books, he added. He had 8 million reasons to keep classified documents. And it was the $8 million advance he got after being vice president. That's why he kept those documents, so he would be able to write that book. We want the conversation between him and the ghostwriter who actually wrote the book. Follow Jeff Poor on X at Jeff_Poor.